Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser. This will be an uplifting hour filled with information, inspiring interviews, and music to connect you to your own spiritual energy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this show that could transform your life.
Good morning, dear friends. Welcome again to Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships. This is Patricia Strausser, your host.
And Tom Strausser, the other host, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We're here in Colorado again, a beautiful morning. And as you heard, we have cut the format of the show to 30 minutes to try that out to see how that goes. And if you're on the line, please let us know whether you like the half-hour format or the hour format best. So we're going to do the half-hour today, and we have a call-in line at 646-716-8158. 646-716-8158, or you can go on Cosmic Citizen Blog Talk Radio and get on our chat line.
And also we want to let you know that we had a website, spiritual-engineering.com, and it's a pretty exciting website. We are doing a lot of new information, constantly updating with new videos, inspiring thoughts, that it can help you actually to go through the day and to have a different perspective in how to face these daily challenges of life. So we are with Spiritual Engineering. Welcome again. And also we want to thank Cosmic Citizen for the opportunity that is giving us to have to host this weekly show every Wednesday morning. And we are truly, truly, we enjoy what we're doing because we know that somewhere around there, someone is listening and something is going to make sense.
And Cosmic Citizen has a wonderful broadcast, 10 o'clock every Saturday morning, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, in which they do a number of interviews, talk about spirituality, talk about a lot of different paths of spirituality, and it's a pretty open discussion. So if you tune in for that, and Patricia, my co-host, has a Spanish show if you want to listen in Spanish tonight, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock Mountain Time. And as she said, our website is spiritual-engineering.com, spiritual-engineering.com, and we archive the shows on Cosmic Citizen. You can access them from our website. So that is, we're going to have some interesting discussion today, and with us doing this on a 30-minute basis, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to keep it moving.
So thank you again for tuning in into Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships.
Today, Patty, last week we were talking that we had been discussing the barriers to God, the barriers to spirituality, and we're going to look at some solutions. And one of the things that we ended up with last week and didn't have a chance that you mentioned was deophobia.
Yeah, that's true, Tom. And deophobia was a word that actually you introduced as one of the barriers to find spirituality. And as you describe it in your book, deophobia is not fear of God, but fear of let go and everything and allow this spiritual power to kick in your life, to kind of guide you into making decisions, to play a more active place, part in your life, I must say. But let's talk about this deophobia. What deophobia does and it doesn't.
Well, deophobia, as you said, it's not the fear of God. It's the fear of letting God, or the spiritual part of us, that divine spark that each and every one of us have inside, the fear of actually letting that spiritual part of us influence all the decisions and actions we take. You know, one of the things that we've learned is that this spiritual life is a real thing. It really helps us on all the other areas of life, the physical and the mental parts, the relationships, the jobs, everything. this spiritual energy and direction help us make better decisions and just live a better life. But there is still a fear. There's a real fear that people have that block them from trying this, the fear of what's going to happen to me if I go out and do this. Is God going to be looking over my shoulder every decision I make? How involved is he going to get? What about my finances?
Exactly.
Everything.
Yes, that's right. And one of the first fears that spiritual engineering identifies is thinking that if we allow this spiritual power to have an active role in our life, it's going to take the fun away from our life. It's going to make our life boring and dogs, and boy, I don't think that my life is nothing like that at all. It actually, having this spiritual connection, it adds something totally different, a new depth.
A new depth, and it is. I'm an engineer. I work in practical things, material matters, equations, and things like that, and we have this physical and mental side of us that everybody recognizes. And you can live a life that is totally based on that physical and mental side, or self-will or determination and things like that.
Like in the physical world, only the physical material world.
Well, physical and mental and self-determination, a life without spirituality. Absolutely, you can live that. But if we look back over the history of things, when people live that, and I've interviewed thousands of people and talked to them, and when you talk to people, the people who live that way don't have that sense of depth. They're missing something. And that's what spiritual part of life adds. It adds a depth to our life. It adds another dimension. It really does. And it's like we've talked before, it's like when people get together in a relationship. You know, when two people get together, it's not the sum of those two people. It's more the square of those. It's the exponent.
Uh-huh.
So, that, you know, when
uh-huh.
you and I are together in a
That's
relationship, our ability to do things and what we come up with and our ideas and everything actually go up by a factor of four, not one. Well, this is the same thing that happens when we add this other dimension to our personality,
right.
to our life.
Uh-huh.
If we have a physical and mental life, we can survive, we can get by, we can go through life. But we miss the depth, and by the time we add that depth to our life, that other dimension, it's not like it adds three times as much; it's nine times as much. It goes up by the square. What we can experience, because the spiritual part adds depth to everything: the relationships, the job, when you go out in nature, everything that you experience.
And if many of you can ask. You may be asking at this moment, what is this depth that they're talking about? This is something I never even considered. So I would suggest for you to consider the value, the meaning that we give to situations, to experiences. Some people mention, okay, so you have a problem, you solve the problem. What is the lesson? What is the lesson? What is it that you have developed? What kind of insight you have about you, your new life, or yourself as a result of facing this problem and using certain tools? Well, I will submit for your consideration that this is part of the depth of the situation. Other people say, oh, everything happened for one reason. Everything happened for a reason. And I would like to invite you to consider another alternative to that thing. It's not that everything happens for a reason. It's whatever you do with that experience, that it adds a reason. It gives a meaning. It can be an important meaning. It can be a transcendental meaning. But it doesn't mean, because a couple of persons can be facing the same situation. And for one person, that situation, it can be actually provide an extraordinary, a transcendental meaning. But for the other person, it'll be just a fortuitous case of events that it doesn't contribute anything to the development of that personality or character.
That's right. And the spiritual part of our life, and adding depth, and stop and think about this, it adds depth, it adds a different dimension to many of the decisions and actions we take.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at something and make a decision, we can base it on our self-will, our self-determination, what we see, what we understand. And our mind is great. Our mind is meant to process.
Mm-hmm.
But we can process that and look at it from a certain standpoint. But when we look at it and include the spiritual standpoint, not just looking at it only from the spiritual standpoint, but when we include that, it adds a different way of looking. How do I make this decision? Is it, not only is it good for me financially, is it good for me in my own way or for my own, to get what I want out of life, the goals and the things I want in life, but what does it do to other people? How does it influence, how does it impact them? But then, what is the right thing? What is the one that does grow me spiritually, help me find a, to grow in this spiritual life? And when we take these things into account, it shows a different view of these decisions and actions. We have to be able to handle the practical, the material side of things. I mean, we have to make decisions about jobs. We have to have, employment. We have to make money. We have to do these things. But we add this other dimension to these decisions, and sometimes it lets us make decisions and go through things in a totally different way. If we have to go through something we don't like and make a decision that's not really appealing, something we really don't want to do, but we know it's the right thing, by looking at it from this spiritual attitude, this spiritual angle, helps us see that, well, I may not like this right now, but it's the right thing to do, and it's going to help me grow. It's going to make me a better person down the road. I'm going to make this decision this way because it's going to make me a better person over the long term. So it just, it's a totally different add-on to the way we normally do things.
And that is such an insightful way of looking at decisions, because what we usually we do is we don't even consider that we have three arenas, three parts of ourselves, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual resources that it will help us to make those decisions. And last week we were talking also, we mentioned the self-driven attitudes as a barrier to explore, to embrace spirituality. And I see the correlation when we don't want to consult, we don't want to use, to utilize the spiritual part of us as a directing force, directing guidance for to make this kind of decision. It's looking for that spiritual content in our life. We think that we have to solve all our problems by ourselves, using our physical resources or using our mind alone, and basically our beliefs, our conceptions, our patterns of behavior, and what we do, we totally leave out those spiritual resources that we have so available to use.
That's right. The self-driven attitudes can really lead us to a lot of decisions that over the long term don't do much, have much benefit. They don't do much to help our life. But adding this, and that's one of the concerns people have. When you start looking at this and looking at these spiritually based decisions, does that take the fun out of life? And the answer is absolutely not. It adds fun. It adds a dimension to life. It adds an experience that is you just can't have any other way. And when we make these decisions and as we move through life, stop and think about this. We only have so much time in our lives. We only have the moment we're born to the moment we die. We only have time. And time is one of the things that we have to learn to use to get what we want out of life, to get what is really important in life. And when we talk about this spiritual component, this divine spark within, and making that connection, when we have that, that helps us set our direction and our purpose and helps us see what's really important in life, what's really important in day-by-day decisions. And then we can make these decisions and get the absolute best use of all this time we've got on this planet. Whether when we make a decision today, it helps us see what we can get today, how it benefits us today, but gives us a purpose. It gives us, moves us toward that overall purpose in our life. Is our purpose to have a relationship? Is our purpose to have a family? Is our purpose to share with other people? Is our purpose to serve other people. What is our purpose in life? And by the spiritual connection, that divine spark helps us understand that purpose, and then on a daily, minute-by-minute basis, helps us make decisions that advance us toward that purpose instead of just floundering in life, and helps us see how all these things we do, whether it's at work, our finances, our relationships, every relationship we have, how all these decisions are all part of that mosaic, that thing that goes together that makes our real purpose in life.
That's true, honey. And when really we find this spiritual power, we let this spiritual energy to guide us through our days, we not only face the challenges of life with an increased strength, but also we find solutions that perhaps we didn't consider before. And this is when that moment when we find that we have been aided by and supported by something extraordinary, by something that is actually bigger than ourselves. And also we learn that we're going to make mistakes, that perhaps we have these unrealistic expectations about life. But when we learn to connect with that center, with that source within, what is happening is we are reevaluating our priorities in regards to how type of consequence of results we're going to experience in our life. If that decision will help us to become, let's say, better partners or better parents or more efficient workers, or maybe it will guide our minds in ways that we did not perceive before, and we can help other people, we can share, we can have this unconditional love and service. Because definitely when we tapped into that infinite center within resource, something is going to happen. We access another kind of energy that without a question, it will access another type of thinking, another type of perceptions, another type of behaviors. It will transform and it will change our way of looking at life.
And that's what we're talking about today, is, and specifically this idea of deaphobia.
Right.
How, you know, why people are afraid, why they hesitate to leave the spiritual part of their life be there. Most of the time it's because the only thing that convinces people of this is experience.
Right.
You have to experience this other dimension, this shift in thinking, this shift in attitude, and then relate that shift to this inner spiritual energy that we have. So when we do that, this is a pretty good deal. Oh, yeah, I thought of that before. I hadn't, you know, it's a different way. Or, you know, like you're saying, all of a sudden, oh, wow.
Yes, that moment.
We start relating these things. But the thing is, unless we're open-minded enough to think that this might happen, unless we're a little bit open-minded to think there is a possibility of this, we're not going to try it. And if we don't experience it, we're always going to say, well, that doesn't work. The only way to become convinced of this, and that's what we do in spiritual engineering, is say, we give you the experiments. We give you the things to try. You try them. Then you develop your beliefs and your conviction based on your results. This is a results-driven program. It's very results-oriented. And we try to help people affect changes in their life to really get results. So if you have a resentment, there's an answer for it. But the thing is, how we tap into this inner spiritual power, how we let it change our life, and we have to be open-minded enough to want to try.
That's right, honey. And we have a question. Thank you for communicating with us through our chat line. And this person, this listener, is asking us, how can we deal with illness? Let's say, yeah, how can you be happy? How can you connect with this spiritual power through illness? And how can you share this with your relatives that are upset, are concerned because you have, let's say, a terminal disease? That's an excellent question. Thank you for communicating with us.
That's one of the things we have as we do this and we get more convinced of it and we get the practice of tying into it, then we know that we have to share it with people. And that's one of the things that I found that in helping people with illness, people who, one of the biggest problems I have with a lot of organized religion is that they're religions of fear. They teach people to fear God, to fear death, you know, to fear judgment. And that's one of the things that we've learned and that we try to help people is there is no such thing as judgment. I mean, God is a merciful, loving, wonderful father, what we've come to believe, a wonderful parent. He's a very loving parent. And as such, he would not punish us. He would not do things to us that we would not do to our children. Think of your own child. If you had a daughter that was 2 years old, what could that little girl do to you? What could she do to you that would be so bad that you would take her hand and immerse it in a burning fire? What would that child do? And when we start looking at this as the love we have for our children, we begin to understand a little bit the love our Father, our spiritual Father, has for us. And if we can convey that to people, it helps understand that God is not to be feared. Death is not to be feared. These things are not to be feared. They're part of an experience. They're part of life. But this God, this wonderful, loving, spiritual parent, has a tremendous compassion and mercy for us and will do everything he can to help us. But his help is spiritual help. He doesn't always come out and answer prayers that, oh, please help me, you know, survive this disease or please help me. He doesn't answer prayers like that. But he does give us.
And also this understanding about this spiritual parent as a compassionate, merciful, loving, caring entity, it kind of removes the guilt of when we are afflicted by disease and the fear. Because still in these times, in the 21st century, many people think that disease are punishment. They come from God. And what this does is doesn't allow them to take responsibility from their own health, from their own health.
Oh, yes, we've got a caller on the line. I'm trying to connect with them. And that's a really good point. We don't have to blame God. We don't have to blame God when we understand that these things are part of life, are part of nature. And then that gives us a chance, you know, releases us from this fear of blaming God.
That's right. And something that we must learn is that taking this responsibility. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Are you on the line?
Well, we had a really bad connection.
Okay, sorry about that, and we cannot connect with that. And we're going to go ahead and take a break right now, and we will be right back here in a moment. And remember, this wonderful, tremendous, loving spiritual power, each one of us has this inside of us, and we can connect with it and be able to change our life. It is the driving force, the power that can change our life. Apologize. We tried to make connection with that caller from a 901 area code and cannot get that connection to come in clear. I don't know what the problem is. We are going to carry on with this and really invite everyone again to visit our website, spiritual-engineering.com, spiritual-engineering.com. And whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, if you add this spiritual dimension to your life, it changes everything. It changes our perception, our attitude, and it actually gives us a strength and direction that we don't have without it. Think about this. Anytime you can bring three resources to bear, physical, mental, and spiritual, anytime you can bring those three resources to bear, makes it much easier to solve any problem we've got than just using the physical and mental side. This actually is a power and energy that we can bring to bear and let it help change your life. So please be able to do this. Connect with your spiritual power. One of the things that we use are prayer and meditation. We have to pray. We have to communicate. This is a relationship. We have to build this relationship, and we have to communicate. Prayer and meditation. Spend some time in prayer and meditating. Just trying to connect with that inner divine spark, that inner voice that we have inside of us. Try to connect with that and feel that response. Let it guide your life. Let it change your life. Be able to sit quiet for just a few moments. Sit quiet and enjoy that quiet and learn to let that spiritual entity, that divine spark inside of you, just give you a feeling of direction, just pervade and give you some peace of mind. When we get this peace, it makes decisions and actions and everything so much better. Be able to sit quietly and do that. One of the things that I've learned is I've got a watch that alarms 5 times a day. I set that alarm for times when I can spend a moment, and that's exactly what it is. When that alarm goes off, I try to spend 1 or 2 minutes just sitting and be quiet and remind myself that there is a spiritual connection. There really is a spiritual way of life that we can connect with, a spiritual part of us, and it only takes that 1 or 2 minutes. Be able to do this. You know, please connect with it yourself. You know, learn how to do this. Learn to spend some time with that inner spiritual power, that inner spiritual guide that you have. It takes some quiet meditation, some quiet time, and these things can change your life. How you go through grief, how you go through making decisions during the day, all these things are impacted and affected when we learn to add this other dimension to our life. There are a lot of tools out there. There are a lot of things that you can use. There are many, many things that you can use to tap into this, whether you want to try organized religion or whatever you want to try. Tap into this. Be able to access that inner spiritual power, and it can absolutely give you another dimension in life. Remember, this is the power that breaks addictions. This is the power, the energy that Abraham Maslow talked about on this peak experience. This is the power that can actually change everything about our life. And this is what we need, each one of us. It changes everything. In these tough times, the economic times, we have a lot of challenges. We do many times, but we have challenges with disease. We have challenges with relationships. We have challenges as we go through life. This is an energy that you have inside of you. This is a power that when you learn to tap into it, when you access that power, it can completely change everything about your life. So take a few moments, sit back, be quiet, and learn to tap into that power. Just say a short prayer. Ask for help. Live this life on this planet. Be a little bit open-minded, try it, and then judge the results based on what you see, the changes in your life. Take a few minutes, take it today, take it right now, to tap into this inner divine spark that you have inside of you. This is Spiritual Engineering, Tom and Patricia Strasser. Visit our website, spiritual-engineering.com. Be with us. We'll be back next week.
Thank you for experiencing Spiritual Engineering Radio. To connect with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strasser, please visit www.spiritual-engineering.com. Spiritual Engineering Radio. Building extraordinary relationships for the 21st century.
supposedly started screaming at me and trying to hit me, I'm going to let you know we have a segment for questions, okay? And I was making a point. We were talking about something important, and that wasn't the moment to take the question. And that totally threw me off. And then you went into discussing something that I didn't know where you were. I'm trying to pick it up from the book, and you do this to me. What kind of behavior is that? I mean, trying to hit me like that,
I wasn't trying to hit you. If I was trying to hit you, I would have hit you. I wasn't trying to hit you.
Of course, you would have done it.
Yeah, I wasn't trying. Don't say that.
And why did you think that you can hit me?
I didn't say I could hit you. I wasn't even trying, so don't say I was. I didn't say I was.
You are just, something is going on, and this, it's not okay.
It's got to be.